Blog Talk Radio.
Just a verse of a little song I just wrote a couple of weeks ago, and I'd like to sing it tonight for somebody that's going through something. I want to sing it for somebody that don't see your way right now. And maybe to try to encourage somebody whose faith is not as strong as it should be. I don't care what it is you're going through.
I came to tell you tonight everything is gonna be alright. If you're sick, hold on. If you're in trouble, hold on. As soon as it gets through raining, everything. Somebody that's sick in the building.
Amen. Good morning. Good morning. Everything will be all right. Good morning. God's plan. Pray that God has been a blessing since we have left. Yeah. Praise the Lord. Pray that the weekend has been blessed for you. Pray that your Sunday worship has been a blessing unto you. Oh, praise the Lord. Just so glad that God blessed us to meet together again. We count it as a privilege, even a blessing, to be able to assemble here. If some noticed that we didn't start on time this morning, but God made a way. I was rushing, trying to get to where I can assemble here. We never count it, take it for granted, because it's a blessing when we can meet. Oftentimes, obstacles come, make it hard for us to be able to come together, but God made a way, so we tell him, thank you, Lord. Even thank him for trials and tribulations. Amen. Just be real quick with you this morning. Talking to, just want to encourage your heart this morning. Talk about confidence for deliverance. Confidence for deliverance. Psalm the 40th chapter. Praise the Lord. 40th chapter of the Psalms. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, Father, we come thanking you for your goodness. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for how you blessed us to come together. Oh, Father, we know only you can arrange that. Only you can allow that. Only you can make things meet up together. So we tell you thank you. We acknowledge, Father, that you, your goodness, your grace, and your mercy, we ask you consecrate our minds, our hearts, and our spirits to receive and understand what you have for us this day in thy word. In Jesus' name we pray. We thank you for it all. Amen. Psalms 40. Praise the Lord. Psalms 40. Praise the Lord. Psalms 40. And the first verse reads this way. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. Listen, you ever waited on the Lord? Oh, praise the Lord. Waited and in this wait, patiently in waiting, wait patiently. Don't want you to fret in this waiting patiently. Sometimes you have to be still and know that God is God. Doubts and fears about the eternal state sometimes. Oh, hallelujah. Sometimes the situation that we're in, sometimes it may cause us to lose confidence for our making it through, for our deliverance, for being delivered out of a certain situation or circumstance or what is befalling you at the particular moment. But here David said, he brought me up out also of an horrible pit. He brought me up also out of an horrible pit, out of the miry clay, and set my feet upon a rock and established my going. Then he had put a new song in my heart, even praise unto our God. Many shall see it and fear and shall trust in the Lord. Blessed is that man that walk, that maketh the Lord his trust and respect not the proud, nor such as turn aside to lies. Many, O Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to us word that cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. The more than can be numbered. That's why I say it's good that we think, that we thank the Lord for what he has done, because it reminds us what he can and will do for us. Lord, hallelujah. That confidence, and you can, when you can be confident in knowing that the same God that brought you over troubled waters last time is the same God that's able to bring you over again. Don't let the doubt and the fear move in that will cause you to be wavering or be doubtful, or to cause you to lose faith. Doubt and fears about an eternal state are in horrible pit and miry clay, and have been so to many dear children of God. There is power enough, listen to God, there is power enough in God to help the weakest. Oh, praise the Lord. And grace enough to help those that feel that they are unworthy. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. See, there is power enough to help those that are weak, that need some strength to make it through. And there is grace enough to those when you have fallen. Hallelujah. And you're disgusted with yourself. But there is grace allowed it unto that as you walk this Christian walk, as you try to do the best you can while you can. Grace is allowed it to those that are still trying to do his will. Grace is allowed it to those in the midst of circumstance and situation that are able and trying to stand. The psalmist here waited patiently, listening, continuing, believing, hoping, and praying. This is applicable to Christ, his agony even in the garden, and even on the cross was a horrible pit for Christ. Praise the Lord. It was a horrible pit. He despised the cross. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. This was a horrible pit for him. But those that wait patiently for God to do, they do not wait in vain. They don't wait in vain. But those that have been under religious malignancy, and in other words, that's a type of sadness. Oh, hallelujah. And by the grace of God have been revealed. Oh, praise the Lord. Here in the second verse, the psalm, feeling very to themselves. Oh, hallelujah. They are brought up out of a horrible pit. God have established them. God have pulled them up out of the muck and the mire. What was your muck and your mire clay? Oh, hallelujah. What was the thing that had you sinking? What was the thing? One thing about a muck and mire clay. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. It's the type of clay. What thing about clay? Oh, hallelujah. When it's hard, and it's hard to work with. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. So suppose maybe some of our hearts have gotten a little harder. Sometimes God has to use a little rain to soften you up, a little trial, a little tribulation to humble you. Things that God will allow you to go through. It's over there in Romans. Tell me, it works for our good. Romans 8. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. It works for our good. Hallelujah. It works for our good. For them, those of them that love God and they're called to his a purpose. We'll tell you that over there. And some, it takes the sun and the rain for you to appreciate a day. If it was always sunny, you could never appreciate, hallelujah, God bringing you out. If it was everything always howdy, howdy, you never would appreciate. You'll get complacent. You may get cold. But when God has brought you through the fire, it's easy for you to take them hands and lift them up and say, Lord, I love you. Lord, I thank you for your goodness, for your mercy, for your grace and your kindness that you've shown towards me over and over again. You can be like David. I waited patiently for the Lord, and he inclined unto me and heard my cry. He heard my cry. When I was in despair, he heard me. When I needed to be lifted up, he heard me. He brought me up out of a horrible pit, that pit of, oh, hallelujah. What has been your pit? What have God brought you up out of that you can testify that he has set my feet upon a rock? In other words, upon a firm foundation that I can stand firm. Hallelujah. Up on Christ, the solid rock. And established my going. In other words, he lifted me. He strengthened me. And he took care of my path. He put my feet on the right path and gave me strength to be able to walk that path that he put me on. And even he put a song in my heart, and even praise unto our God, not unto myself, but unto the God. For God, it was God that brought me, God that taught me, God that made a way, God that made the ends meet when I just couldn't see them meet. It was him and him only, God all by himself. Many shall see it and fear it, and they shall trust in the Lord. And they know that as blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust. Are we still trusting here in 2023? Hallelujah. Are we still trusting no matter what we go through? Are we still trusting? Blessed is the man that maketh the Lord his trust and respect not the proud, nor such turn aside to lies. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. He expects there, hallelujah, to be a steadiness, regular walk and conduct. God expects us to be, hallelujah, strong. He expects us. He said, be ye holy, for I am holy. God fills the summons here with joy as well as peace in believing. Multitudes by faith beholding the suffering and glory of Christ, we have learned to fear the just and trust in the mercy of God through him. Oh, many are the benefits with which we are daily loaded, praise the Lord, both by the providence and by the grace. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. That should make you rejoice, because we are both blessed and with many benefits are we blessed. Many people, they often look over, hallelujah, their blessings. They often look over how God got them over. They often look over, but some are so confounded in their mind that they don't realize that how blessed they are. Hallelujah. That only thing they have to do is just pray and have faith in their prayers and watch God. Stand back and watch the salvation of our God. Many, oh Lord, my God, are thy wonderful works which thou hast done, and thy thoughts which are to usward cannot be reckoned up in order unto thee. If I would declare and speak of them, they are more. Listen, the scripture says here in 48th, Psalm the 40th and verse 5, it says, the latter part of that scripture says, if I would declare and speak of them, they are more than can be numbered. Oh, praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Blessings upon blessings. Sacrifice and offering thou didst not desire, mine ears has thou opened. Burnt offerings and sin offerings has thou not required. Then said I, lo, I come. In the volume of the book it is written of me, I delight, hallelujah, I delight to do thy will. David says, oh my God, yea, thy law is within my heart. I have preached righteousness in the great congregation, Lord. I have not refrained my lips, O Lord, thou knowest. I have not hid thy righteousness within my heart. I have declared thy faithfulness and thy salvation. I have not concealed thy loving kindness and thy truth from the great congregation. The psalmist here foretells that work state. Oh, hallelujah. Hallelujah. That work of wonder, redemption by our Lord Jesus Christ, sustained must come, hallelujah, which in Christ who brings that glory to God and that grace to man. He brings glory to God and grace to men. You should be shouting every time you think about what Christ done for us and is still doing for us this present day, this present time. Hallelujah. He brings glory to God, but he brings grace to man, which is, which was and is to come, which it was impossible that sacrifices should ever do. Observe this setting apart of our Lord Jesus to the work and office of a mediator. He comes in the volume of the book. In other words, he is a mediator for us between hallelujah, between God the Father and mankind. Christ is that mediator that joins us together. He brings glory to God, but he brings grace to man. Hallelujah. He said he come in the volume of the book, or roll of the book. It was written of him. Hallelujah. 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 That he would come and he would die for us. He would come and give salvation unto us. And every man accept what he has done for us. Salvation is unto him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. I just get happy when I think about what he's done for me. I get joy when I think about how he has set me free. I just want to thank him forever and ever and ever. Hallelujah. And then he allowed this relationship that if I would open my heart, he would show unto me, hallelujah, how he can make a way out of no way. He can take this life of mine and make a difference. Oh, hallelujah. Glory unto his name. Glory to the God. Hallelujah for his salvation. Hallelujah. How he brings glory to God. Hallelujah. He gives and shows glory and honor to God. The rich man told him, good master. He said, why callest thou me good? There's none good but God. But see, hallelujah. He takes all glory and gives it to God, but grace is allotted unto men because of Christ and what he does for us. God bless you. Hallelujah. God keep you is our prayer. Hallelujah. I pray something has been said. Hallelujah. Just make you want to love the Lord a little bit more. I pray something has been done to make you say, what must I do to be better for him? Hallelujah. I'm glad that he allowed us to pray, repent, and even to pray. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. God bless you. God keep you. It is our prayer. We're now at the point of our service. Someone want to say something in the service, or they have a question in the service, or they want prayer in the service. We're here. All the thing you have to do is push the one button. God bless you. God keep you. It is our prayer. I see you. I see you, Martha. God bless you. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, the psalmist. Patient, I see you. She's been in one of these patients. Patient here in Psalm 27. The psalmist wrote, I remain confident of this. I will see the goodness of the Lord in the land of the living. Oh, praise the Lord. Wait for the Lord. Be strong and take heart and wait for him. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Wait on the Lord. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord. He just said, I have learned to wait. I have learned to wait on the Lord for hope. Oh, praise the Lord. For healing. Perspective, whether the problem is a broken bone or malfunctioning heart and lung, we cannot always control the healing process, but the Lord is with us, praise the Lord. Even without clear answers, I see the goodness of the Lord in the prayers and support of family members, co-workers, and church members. Praise the Lord. The Lord is the great physician. She writes here in bold letters. They have inspired me to communicate confidence and the need to wait upon the Lord. Oh, hallelujah. I like this about waiting upon the Lord. One thing about it, I know he will renew our strength when we wait upon him. Hallelujah. When we wait upon him, we'll be able to be strengthened when we wait upon him, when we'll be patient and don't get in a hurry, but wait and watch and see his wonderful works, see his mighty acts, knowing that God will deliver. He will give you confidence. Be confident and know that God will deliver. God will set you free. God will uphold you. God will do just what he said he will do. There's no time for us to be doubting, but we should be praying. No time for us to be persecuting one another, but we should be praying. No time for us to be turned down, but we need to be building up. No time for us to be like crabs in the bucket. One try to advance, the other one snatch them back. It's time out for that. But it's time for those that we will lift up those hands and give God some praise and start thanking him for what he's have done and being excited of what he will do. Thanking him for the way that he has made. Hallelujah. Having faith, hope, and trust and dependence on him, no matter how dark it gets or how dark it may seem, but know that God will deliver on time. Know that God will make a way. Know that God will. He's able, and he'll do it for you. God bless you. You're open, Brother D. You might be on mute, but you're open. Hallelujah. God bless you. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Praise the Lord.
Man, I definitely on mute. Just want to tell God thank you again for blessing us this morning to be able to be fed. Thank you again, my Lord, my Savior, for blessing us to be fed.
Praise God.
Thank you for taking our, we should be to tell God thank you for removing our feet out of the market mire clay and setting us up on a rock, establishing my going. Well, I like that.
That's right.
I just tell God, thank you. I've truly enjoyed the word. I enjoy the word every morning. It's like no matter how bad my day be going or start off, when I hear the word of God, it brings about a change in me. It brings about a change. It changes my thoughts. It changes my thinking process. I tell the guys on the morning show, listen to this race talk, I got to go hear my word. It just makes my day go better because then I realize what he have done for me. I realize that it's him and not me that's keeping me. I realize that it's him that saved me and not me myself. And I just truly want to tell my Lord and Savior, thank you, Lord. Thank you for the word. Thank you for blessing my brother to come in and see you this morning as you do every morning, Monday through Friday. I thank you for keeping him. Praying that the Lord continue to bless you. Continue to guide you, continue to give strength to go forth in the name of Jesus. God, we know that you're able, and we know that you can, Father, if you're on the wheel. Just continue to feed him, that he may feed us. For you said in your word, how can you hear without a preacher? In the name of Jesus, we pray. Amen.
Amen. God bless you. Thank you.
Thank you.
Amen.
Thank you.
Yes, sir. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Praise the Lord. Right. We thank God for you. Thank God for all of you that come and together and make this broadcast be just what it is. God's plan for man is salvation. His plan for men. I like that about how Jesus comes in. He comes in the volume of the book, but he comes to give God glory and to give men salvation. He gives men grace.
Salvation.
Hallelujah. He comes and though we need saving from this, from the very effects of evil, don't think that Satan not mad about it. He desires to sift you like wheat. He desires to keep you in that pit, the pit of sorrow. He desires that you're born to be established. He desires to keep you bound. He desires to keep you pit, being a pit, the pit of despair, the pit of hopelessness. He desires to keep you. Hallelujah. But God desires to lift you. God desires to lift you up, and he exhausts them. He to lift you up and set you up. See, man, sometimes with the evil heart, they kind of set you up to ridicule you, to destroy you. But God set you up to establish you. Oh, hallelujah. He set you up to establish your going. And that's why he encourages you to pull off those things that will weigh you down, that will hold you down. But God wants you to be lifted. Hallelujah. When you humble yourself, hallelujah, God will lift you up when you humble yourself and humble your heart and start renewing your mind, that God may be renewed in you. Renewed in you. When you renew your mind, you're renewing God within you. Hallelujah. So God bless you. Bless you, God. Bless you. Seeking the good. She says, and also seeking the good. He said that this thought you have here, if others follow your example, will they more closer to Christ? Will they move more closer to Christ? If they follow our example, will they move closer to Christ? Or are we living in a way that somebody want to ask you, what is it about you when you smile when others are crying, when you're lifted in the midst of trials and tribulation? What is it about you that you just, no matter how it gets, you still say, I know the Lord will make a way.
I know the Lord.
What is it about you that causes you to cling on and hold on to God ever changing him? What is it about you? Well, I can tell you, I can testify that he's been good. He's been good in spite of myself. He's been good. He's been great. He's been wonderful. He's been a counselor. He has been a deliverer. Yes. He has brought me up out of the miry clay. He has lifted me and established my goal, not because I have been so good, but because he is so good. And because I have decided to accept what he did on a Friday. Oh, hallelujah. I can rejoice on a Saturday. I can accept what he did on a Friday. I can praise on a Sunday. I can accept what he did. Hallelujah. So Sunday, all the way through Saturday, I can just say, like, thank you, like, because I accepted what he did on a Friday when he laid down. Oh, hallelujah. He laid down that they might lift him up. He laid down. Oh, hallelujah.
That would be a mistake right there.
Lift him up. Oh, hallelujah.
Yes, son.
Every time we lift him up. Oh, hallelujah. He'll draw. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. He'll draw. Every time we lift him up, oh, hallelujah, he'll draw. God bless you. God bless you. God keep you is our prayer. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
You know, son, real, we praise God. We praise God for all that he do. And we look at how he keeps us in spite of. And I like, you know, by the time we're set in spite of, and we stop right there. But I want the world to know, in spite of our wrong, in spite of our sin, in spite of our shortcoming, God still, he still take care of me. He still deliver me. He still holding me. And you won't tell God thank you. You ought to thank God just because. You should tell him thank you just because. Cause I know I ain't always good. I know I ain't always been good. Reb, I know I ain't always good right now. I have shortcomings to this very day, but yet he's still. He's still so good to me. And I just tell God thank you. I just want to tell the Lord in word, Lord, I love you. I place no one above you, Lord.
Thank you,
in the
Lord.
Name of Jesus. Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Amen. Thank you, Lord. We thank God today in the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. We ask that the Lord continue to keep us. Hallelujah. And hold us and continue to lift us. And may he ever be mindful to give his name the praise, the glory, and the honor. God say the same. We'll see you. Hallelujah. But we'll see you on tomorrow. We're praying that we continue to allow God to have his way in our lives. Praying, hallelujah, that we'll continue to keep him in our thoughts, continue to hold on to God's unchanging hand. And it is in the name of Jesus. We pray, we thank you. Thank you for the prayer you give you to us. Hallelujah. Thank you for the wisdom and courage, Brother D, you give to us. Thank you for the prayer. Also, I caught that a while ago. You said a prayer for me. I appreciate it. I need that strength because it gets hard. It gets tough, but I'm trying to hold on. I got a lot going on, but I'm trying to do the best I can while I can, because I never know when it's my last time.
Yes, sir.
I never know when God have this. When God decides to call my name, and I have to answer. Oh, hallelujah! So that I try to do. I try to do it unto the Lord, and He'll be pleased with this service that we try to render.
He's in
the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Praise the Lord. As we go to God in prayer, Father God in heaven, while we come, just the Lord just to say thank you, Lord, for your goodness, for your mercy and your grace. Thank you, Lord, for you allowed us one more time to come together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you for your, well, again, thank you for your grace. Thank you for your mercy. Thank you for, hallelujah, Jesus, thank you for giving. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you for giving. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you for giving of yourself that we can, oh, Father, have a chance. Oh, hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah. How you let us know that Christ gives glory to you and grace to us. Oh, hallelujah. In the name of Jesus, we just want to say thank you. I'm just overjoyed, overwhelmed. My heart is just want to say thank you, Lord. In the name of Jesus, continue to forgive us for our sins, known and unknown. Continue to bless us that nothing will hinder us, that we may ever be closer and closer with you, to you. In the name of Jesus Christ, we pray and we thank you for it all. Hallelujah. Bless us, Father, until we meet again. If it be thy will, hallelujah, bless us. Assemble again in the morning and to continue to give you glory, to give you honor, and to give you praise. In Jesus' name we pray and we thank you for it all. Amen. Thank you, Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Yes,
thank
Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
There's none like
praise the Lord.
There's none
thank
like
you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you. Lord. I worship him. Come on, he's brought you over some mountain. Come on, tell him thank you. Come on, tell him thank you. That's it, let's worship the Lord. He desires our praise tonight. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.